You are Locked On Jaguars, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm a dirt road in the headlights. I'm a mama's boy, I'm a fist fight. Kinda county light, kinda cold beer. Little hat down, little John Deere. I kinda give a damn, I kinda don't care. You see the girl standing right there. She loves a small town boy like me.
All right, welcome back to a special edition of the Locked On Jaguars podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Zach Goodall, and today I am joined by a special guest, a NFL draft prospect who is looking to get his name called on Thursday in the first round of the 2019 NFL draft. Offensive lineman out of Kansas State University. I have Dalton Reisner joining me. Dalton, you've been real busy, as I know, you know, training, getting ready for this NFL draft, just recently at the Senior Bowl where I got to see you playing there. So I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you taking time to join the podcast with me.
Hey, no problem, man. It's an honor, and this whole process is pretty exciting, and to be able to, you know, be wanted on a podcast, that's awesome, man. So it's my pleasure.
Now, you come into this NFL draft with quite the resume. You've got some versatility. You played center and right tackle at Kansas State, and correct me wrong, but if I'm wrong, but you also played guard while you were in high school, correct?
No, so I played center my whole life. I played a little bit of left tackle my senior year of high school. I played center and right tackle at Kansas State, played plenty of guard in practice, but I've never played guard in a game.
In a game. All right, good. There's been speculation going around as to exactly, you know, where you might fit, where you're most comfortable, and people throw out guard. And I looked, I thought I saw on 247, it said, mentioned one thing about a guard. It might have just been a practice rep, but it's good to clarify exactly, you know, where your comfort zone is and where you've been. But you also come into this NFL draft, 50 straight starts, correct, at Kansas State to finish your career?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I was right at 50. Yes, sir.
And, you know, coming from a small town, Wiggins, Colorado, I mean, the story came out of you introducing yourself to John Elway, and coming from a small town like that to turning into a potential first-round pick, I mean, quite the story, man. So welcome to the NFL draft.
Well, thank you, man. It's something that I take a lot of pride in, a lot of hard work, and a lot of people that helped me along the way. I definitely didn't do it by myself, and it's such a cool story and such a cool process. I'm so blessed and so fortunate to be a part of it, and I'm excited to see where I end up.
So let's go ahead and talk about your week at the Senior Bowl. And I was there with some of my buddies. It was my first time, and one of the coolest parts of it to me was up at that the Renaissance Hotel. And they had the Exos film room. And I mean, there are scouts, coaches, people coming in there left and right that it's like, oh my God, I just saw that dude on TV. And I'm just hanging out there on the day where practice got moved to University of South Alabama. Me and my buddies were in there for probably a good 8 hours watching film from the previous day. And as soon as the day two film came in, and being a guy that covers the Jags, like, we're looking for the next quarterback, but the second priority is addressing the offensive line. So I watched a ton of the North and the South team, and I've got to say, like, in all honesty, it was you and it was Chris Lindstrom that continued to pop off at me from just an incredibly impressive Senior Bowl week. What were some of the things that you learned during your time in Mobile?
Well, I really appreciate that, man. That's something that means a lot to me. You know, I showed up to Senior Bowl in Mobile, and I wanted to prove something. I wanted to prove who I was, and I believe I did that. So, you know, whenever I got to Mobile, you know, you're getting a brand new playbook thrown at you, and you have all these GMs and all these head coaches with notepads just watching your every move. And, you know, I had so many takeaways from Senior Bowl, but what I did that week that I'm proud of is I just played with an edge. I let the coaches know the type of football player I was, and I'm a guy that likes to put people in the ground. I'm a guy that plays with a fire lit underneath of me, as I'd say, you know, during the game. I play tenacious, and I believe I let a lot of coaches know that. And, you know, hats off to Chris Lindstrom. It was a pleasure blocking next to a kid like that. A lot like me, just a guy that's going to go out there and he's just going to go to work. And that's exactly what he did. He's a great football player, and I think that he has a big future, man. So I certainly appreciate you saying that. That's hard work paid off, and I think you know a little bit about football since you noticed that, man. I appreciate that.
Now, what would you say was the coolest moment for you there, whether it was, you know, on the field working with these NFL coaches, or, I mean, you were with the North team, so John Gruden, like, that had to have been pretty cool, or maybe with some of the other players you got to meet that weren't playing next to you at Kansas State but were playing with you on, you know, Ladd People Stadium or some of the, or maybe not even, you know, behind the scenes, stuff like that. What was the coolest thing for you in Mobile?
You know, there was so many cool things that went on that week, you know, from being able to meet John Lynch, John Elway, Steve Atwater, John Gruden, you know, every single, you know, so many head coaches and general managers and offensive line coaches, and being able to work with offensive line coaches in the NFL, like, and all around, it's just so special to be around so many great football coaches and great football players. But if I had to pick one moment, it would be, you know, the last practice on Thursday. Coach Gruden calls up the whole team. When we do one-on-ones as O-line, D-line, you know, no one notices that until, you know, unless you're an offensive lineman or D-lineman. No one else is really paying attention on the field from your teammates-wise. But sure enough, we get to the Thursday end of practice, and Coach Gruden says, hey, give me O-line, D-line, three reps, let's see who wins. And I didn't get up there in time, and sure enough, Coach Gruden says, no, screw that, I want Reisner in here. So I jump in there, and talk about nerves when Coach Gruden says he wants to see you take a rep. And that was pretty special, and I won my rep, and I went over there and pushed Coach Gruden after it. We were smiling, and that was just exhilarating. And to have a coach want to see me take a rep and say I've been looking forward to this all week, like, that was special, along many other special things. I could go on, but there were so many cool moments last week.
And I got to say, I mean, that coming from a guy who made his first NFL draft pick in 10 to 15 years, and it was on an offensive tackle. So he's a guy who really likes his offensive linemen. I'm sure that that had to have been one of the coolest feelings. Now, when you flip it, because obviously there was a ton of great competition there in Mobile, who was the toughest guy at the Senior Bowl that you went against in, whether it was those one-on-one drills or when you were in team taking on defensive linemen and kind of gave you your toughest rep?
LJ Collier, for sure. He's a great football player. He's not a guy that can just come off the edge and be fast and agile, but he's got some weight to him, and he's got some really good strength. A guy that played for TCU, was on the other side of the line, so I never got to go against him, but he was an extremely good football player that I respect, and he has a big future, man.
Now, I don't want to get too much into the team meeting process, because that's obviously behind closed doors, but I mean,
yeah,
being a Jaguars podcast, I got to ask, you know, any meetings with them? If so, if they go well at all, anything like that?
Yeah, so I met with pretty much every team because we had formal meetings one night, and you meet with pretty much every team. Now, I can tell you that I didn't have a sit-down formal meeting in a suite. Like, you know, some teams will call you up and you'll get to meet with a general manager and a head coach and or a director of player personnel. So I'm pretty sure that I just met with area scouts from the Jaguars, but definitely met with them. Wasn't able to meet, you know, a general manager or a head coach or anything like that. But definitely got to meet the area scouts, introduce myself, and get asked a few questions by them.
Now, did you have any of those types of meetings with other teams? And you don't need to say anyone. Like, that's totally your info.
Oh, yeah, definitely,
but
definitely.
How'd those go?
Yes,
were they good? I mean,
enjoyable? They went really well, man. They went really well. I had a number of them. And, you know, it's just such a cool opportunity to be able to shake hands with a head coach and be able to shake hands with general managers and get asked questions. And, you know, something I take a lot of pride in is the kid I am. You know, I have no red flags. You know, I'm not perfect, but, you know, I take a lot of pride in the way I treat people and how hard I worked in school and the way I try to give back in the community, as well as the football player I am. And it's cool whenever the coaches and the general managers, when they give you an opportunity to really show who you are. One thing, you know, one thing from watching film, but it's a whole different experience to get in front of a kid and ask them who they are and ask questions about their personal life.
And I think that really takes these, like, separates prospects like yourself from the guys who might not handle that as well or have that much pride in them. And that's, I mean, at the end of the day, like you said, tape can take you so far, but that's what separates so many of these guys on these teams' boards. So that's excellent to hear. Now, we mentioned Chris Lindstrom a little bit ago. You hadn't ever played with him, at least to the knowledge that I have to me, you being a guy from Colorado turned to Kansas State. Pretty sure he's been up north his entire life, played at Boston College. So heading into the Senior Bowl, I'm not sure if you guys had ever played before. But yet it looks like you guys have been a tandem at right guard and right tackle for a good while with the chemistry you guys had going off of combo blocks, working together. And I feel like that's a really good look at an offensive lineman to see that type of chemistry being built so quickly and so dominantly as to how, you know, the mental processing of, you know, playing offensive line works. I mean, would you agree with that, that type of chemistry building?
Oh, I agree completely, man. As an offensive lineman, you want a guy that can come in and bode well. If you're an offensive lineman that plays well at your best, you're not a good offensive lineman, because a good offensive line, they work together as a fist, all five. You open up that fist, that's not a good offensive line. Your fingers aren't very strong. Close those five fingers and you become real strong real quick. And, you know, I think that's a really good thing that I hope coaches look at is how quick can guys master a playbook, use the technique they're getting taught within hours of showing up, and on top of everything they're doing, how quickly can they master a playbook and not only master it, but work it on the field and do it well and be dominant at it. And that's something that me and Chris were able to do, and it was an honor. It was so fun playing next to a kid like that. We both took it seriously and we put it out there on the field. And, you know, I think that that's a big, you know, a big factor in a good offensive lineman is who can master a playbook, who can go out there within 2 or 3 days and start boding well with other offensive linemen and coming together and playing as a unit. Because shoot, man, that's what it's all about. That's what offensive line is all about, is how well can you work with others.
Now we'll move on to more of the scouting profile part with you. You said it, like, you've played center and you've played right tackle and most recently right tackle, and you've definitely gotten accolades at the position. People question, you know, are you lengthy enough to play outside, or would it be a better move inside? And your Senior Bowl measurements came back great. I've got them right here. Let's see. I've got 6045, so 6 foot 4.5, 308 pounds, with above average arm length compared to the average NFL tackle, and great hand size at 10 5/8. I mean, you've got the prototypical size to play outside. So assuming that right tackle is where you want to play or where you feel most comfortable, where do you feel that type of talk comes from? And I mean, what's your opinion on it? Like, what do you feel would be best for you?
Yeah. You know, I'm a guy that wherever a coach wants to put me, that's left side, center, right guard, left guard, right tackle, I'm there. I'm not a guy that's going to feel uncomfortable in any position. You know, it all depends on the program and where they need me at. If a coach says, Dalton, you're not a right tackle, you'll never be one, you're a guard. Okay, coach, I'll be your guard, man. That sounds great. So that's kind of how my mindset is. Now, do I believe I can play tackle? Easy. I love tackle. Like you said, I'm glad you had the measurements. I have the measurements to play tackle. I'm not, you know, I got big hands. I got a long reach. I use my arm length well. I like to get separation. You know, I'm almost about 6'5", right around 310 pounds. You know I can play the tackle position. And the thing that makes me laugh, my man, is you know, if you don't think I can play tackle, you know, you might want to question a lot of the DNs if they can play DNs at the Senior Bowl, because, you know, I'm blocking guys like that. And those are top defensive ends in the draft, you know, and that's not arrogant. It's frustrating sometimes when you hear you can't play tackle, yet you're going up against the top defensive ends in the draft class and you're shutting them down. It's a little bit lopsided. That kind of confuses me, man, but I don't let that get to me. I'm a confident guy. I know I can play anywhere, and wherever a coach wants me, I'm going to be more than happy to play.
And you know what? One thing I've got to say is that, I mean, in all five offensive linemen, you want guys to play with a mean streak. But when you've got a guy that's playing out in space at tackle much more than the interior, you want to see that mean streak. And I swear to God, I'm sitting in the stands, and I'm watching you win your reps, and you land like a little bit of a punch at the end, and a guy falls. And dude next to me mustn't have been paying too much attention, because he swore to God he thought you were getting into a fight. But that's what I love to see. That's what you love to see, though. Yeah. That's what you want to see out of your offensive linemen.
I agree, man. I agree. I think that, you know, and it's not something that I go into and plan to do. It's just when I put that helmet on, and, you know, you're not trying to win by how fast you are like a wide receiver or how you can throw a ball like a quarterback. It's the true ultimate test of a man. Can that man get through you and sack the guy that you don't want him to sack? Or can you move that man from point A to point B against his will? That's an ultimate test between D-line and O-line. And, you know, you always see me getting at it, and you always see me, you know, punching guys, whatever it is, you know, not being stupid, but I'm a physical player and I love to play that way. I think that's how the game was meant to be played. You're not supposed to be soft. You're supposed to be a guy that has a little bit of fire in him to play that position. And it's honestly uncontrollable, but I know that, you know, I don't know if every coaching staff likes that type of fire, but I know that the Raiders were definitely loving it, man.
Well, I can tell you that if I was a GM putting together an offensive line, like, that's one of the first things I look for is that mean streak. Now,
well, I appreciate that, man.
You are getting ready for the NFL Combine coming up later this month. What's the most important thing you're training on?
You know, numerous things, but a big thing is interviews. How are you going to handle yourself when you get asked tough questions? How are you going to handle yourself when they try boosting you? Anything like that. Interviews is huge. The second thing is the NFL Combine drills. They're not necessarily drills that, you know, make or break an offensive lineman, but a lot of them have to do with how quick your foot speed is. How well can you flip your hips? How well can you do things like that? And those drills are really beneficial. So I've been working a ton on the drills that I'm going to be doing at Combine. And if you're not doing drills, you're probably doing interviews. And if you're not doing interviews, you're probably in the medical eval room, which you can't do much about that. So I'm keeping my body healthy. I'm practicing for interviews, making sure I'm well kept on all my answers. And then three, you know, I'm making sure that I'm doing those drills to the best of my ability and I'm doing them the right way so I can be successful.
Now, I'll get you a two-parter when it comes to blocking. One's a little more fun and one's a little more technical. What's your preference, running or pass blocking? And then the technical part, are you more comfortable with zone concepts or power concepts, or do you like a mesh of both?
Yeah, that's so tough, man. I'm a guy that at certain moments, I love pass. Like whenever it's third down and 14 and they know it's pass, I hate that, but at the same time, it's such a challenge that I love it. So it's really, really hard to say, but at the same time, you get run. Sometimes you got a guy that's lined up head over you, and you got to drive him 10 yards off the ball. That doesn't sound fun, but at the same time, the challenge of it is just exhilarating. But I'd probably have to say I enjoy pass more, that's really, really close, man. I love both of them. I love to run block, too. But then if we're talking concepts and technique, what I prefer zone, what I prefer power, what do I prefer? Man, I prefer power probably just because that's what we ran at Kansas State so much. We did a lot of power, a lot of pulling. I love stuff like that. But, man, I like zone concept too. And, I mean, you could really break it down, and there's so many more concepts that you go over. But there's something about a man-on-man drive block when he's head up over you that I sure enjoy. And we did that quite a bit in the power game, so I'd probably have to say power.
Now, what would you say your best trait is as an offensive lineman? What do you do best?
My nasty streak, man. Not every offensive lineman has that, you know, unfortunately. I feel like every offensive lineman should, but I'm a big guy. I'm a strong guy. I'm a fast guy, you know, but so is pretty much every other lineman in this 2019 draft. I believe that my best trait, what's going to pop out to guys, is that guy likes to play football and that guy likes to finish guys in the dirt. He's a tough ass. Whatever you want to call it, man, I just feel like that's what I bring to the table. I'm a guy that has that chip on my shoulder. You're not ever going to look at me and say, wow, he didn't finish that play, or wow, he doesn't look like he really enjoys football. You know, I'm going to bring it. I'm going to bring that juice every time I go out there on the field, and I think that that's what separates me.
Now, looking back at your KSU career, who was the toughest defensive lineman that you went up against? And I mean, just, you know, if you have any certain memories about, you know, reps you won, reps you lost versus whoever it might be, you know, who would you say that was? Or if you have a couple, feel free to, you know, let me have it.
Plenty, man. You know, my freshman year at center, you know, I'm an 18-year-old kid. Went against Vernon Butler. He's a first-round draft pick, maybe a second-round draft pick. But anyways, he went to the Carolina Panthers and a great football player, man. He beat me several times, and I think he might have been a fourth or a fifth-year senior at the time. So he just was a grown man, and he introduced me to the world of Division I football real quick. You know, I had the opportunity to go against a lot of good football players. I went against Montez Sweat this year from Mississippi State. You know, I hadn't given up a sack since sophomore year, so going into that game, I had a lot of pressure because he's one of the best pass rushers in the country. I gave up a pressure to him that game, but in my eyes, that was a win to come away with only giving up one pressure. Played well against him, and he would take off first and second down. Come jump in on third and long whenever he knew it was a pass and tee off and get up in a wide nine technique. And I just played well against him. So I wasn't perfect. I've lost my battles. I've won my battles. But those are two guys that probably stood out in my career.
Now, you know, everyone wants to hear, you know, where does whoever want to go play for? With Dwayne Haskins declaring this year, he's from the New Jersey area. So everyone wants to know if he wants to go play for the freaking Giants. Now, the typical answer you're going to get out of everyone is, you know, I'm going to be happy to go play for whoever I get drafted by, which is obviously noble, and that's what's expected. But I guess I'll ask you that in a different way. Who was your favorite NFL team growing up?
The Denver Broncos, man. I was raised in Wiggins, Colorado, an hour east of Denver. Grew up going to Broncos games, watched them through the good times and the bad times. And, you know, I love the Denver Broncos, and that would – any team would be surreal to play for, but the Broncos would probably hit home a little bit harder.
Now, my last question for you, and you mentioned it earlier that, you know, your interviews are your chance to really show these guys who you are. What is an NFL team getting in Dalton Risner, the person? Not the player, but the person.
Yeah, you know, I'm a guy that brings a lot more than just the game of football, my friend. I'm a guy that was a 3-year captain at Kansas State. I'm either going to come in and help reestablish a culture, or I'm going to come in and fit a culture. And by culture, I mean hard work, not being entitled to anything, earning everything you get, and making things happen regardless. You know, I'm a guy that can do that. And not only go and play football, but be a leader for my team, be a, you know, a good spokesman and a good representative for the club that I go to on and off the field, for the city that I go to. I'm just a guy that's going to have an impact outside of the game of football. I'm going to lead others. I'm going to give back to the community around me. I'm going to be good to my teammates. I'm going to uplift them. I'm going to establish relationship with my coaches. I like to believe I'm a guy that people like to be around, and a guy that helps get people better. So, you know, I take a lot of pride in the way I treat people and my positivity and my energy I wake up with every day. And I think that, you know, whoever has the opportunity to take me, and whenever they do in this draft, I know that they're going to be extremely happy, if not this year, a couple years down the road, whenever I get into my full swing and reach my capabilities.
Dalton, when I watched you on tape before the Senior Bowl, I viewed you as a guy who was at the top of this offensive line class. A lot of people had you as a borderline first rounder. I think your week in Mobile did you just enough to get you like solidified into that first round conversation. I'm incredibly excited for your future. I really want to thank you for coming on today, man. It's been a blast. Wish you nothing but the best. Hearing your name get called on Thursday is definitely what I'm looking forward to, as well as I'm sure everyone else that hears this.
Well, hey, man, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I can only hope for a blessing like that, but I can promise you all one thing: wherever Dalton Risner has the opportunity to go, whether that's first round or seventh round, I'm going to do my best to represent the club and make you all proud, man. So I appreciate it, and thanks for having me on.
And you guys, make sure to go ahead and subscribe to the Locked On Jaguars podcast just about anywhere you can listen to podcasts. You can find us. We're going to be trying to bring you as many prospect interviews as we can this draft season, as well as all the, you know, the film breakdowns, all the rumor mill, all the Jaguars news that you need. Maybe the news you don't need, but you want to hear anyway. We got it for you here at Locked On Jaguars, and we will catch up with you guys next time.